Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It was an extra special birthday yesterday for Tatiana McFadden. The 25-year-old celebrated with her second consecutive win in the Boston Marathon women's wheelchair race. She joins us here in the studio this morning. I can't get over the fact that you've come into the studio after, you know, only doing a marathon yesterday, and here it is early in the morning. You're crazy.
I am crazy. I think crazy to run the marathon and crazy enough to... But thank you so much for having me. It's absolutely wonderful being here.
Well, congratulations for yesterday and happy birthday as well.
Thank you.
The win has you 2 for 2 in the Boston Marathon. How important was it for you to come back this year and do the race again?
This year was extra special because of what happened last year. The race on Monday, I knew over the weekend that as soon as I lined up on that starting line, it wasn't going to be about me. It was going to be about the community and all of us pushing each other to get to that finish line. And I had the wonderful privilege of meeting the Martin family and meeting Jane and just talking with her, and I promised the father that I would carry Martin and his whole family through the entire race, as well as the community. And I mean, we are Boston Strong, and it absolutely showed that yesterday.
Did that drive you yesterday for a good chunk of the race?
It did. It drove me so much. I got a 10-minute PR yesterday, personal record, and there were crowds every single mile, and the most important mile was that Heartbreak Hill, where I remember I was just leaning my head down and bending over and just slowly, slowly pushing up that hill, and your arms feel like jello, and you're almost there to that finish line. You've done a huge chunk of the race already, but having the support from the crowd was unbelievable.
Yesterday, at the finish line, just after you crossed the finish line with a crowd cheering, I noticed that you put your head in your lap and you held it there for some pretty long moments, and I couldn't help but wonder yesterday what was going through your head at that moment, and here I get a chance to ask you that this morning.
The last 3 miles, I mean, it got pretty emotional because, I mean, not only was it my second consecutive Boston win, but just the crowd, and it gave me absolute goosebumps and knowing that I did it and that others did it, and knowing the people in the stands were there, and we were all there for each other, and I was just, you know, just thinking to myself, like, just what absolutely a blessing for all of us to be there at that one moment. And I think it was a great day for everyone.
It was a great day for America, too, in that you won and that Meb Keflezighi won the men's race. You, Russian-born, adopted by an American mom who's in the other room watching this conversation this morning. And Meb immigrated from Eritrea, lives in San Diego. And here you are, two Americans winning the most American race there is on a very important day.
On a very important day, and it was just unbelievable just watching the flag, you know, rise and hearing your national anthem, and that was just the cherry on top, and just having the crowd there. I mean, that was such a special moment, and it really just represented community and America, of course.
Let me ask what comes next. Beyond the Boston titles, you swept the four big races in 2013. London, Chicago, New York, Boston. You arrived here fresh off another victory last week in London. What happens in 2014? You going for another sweep?
Well, so after this marathon, I'll be taking a nice little break. And so today I'll be going to Spalding Hospital and playing with the children at the playground, which Liberty Mutual Insurance donated $1 million to build that playground. And I'm just really excited just to meet with all those children and just to really give back and just just to show them that anything is possible and that nothing in life has limitations unless you put them on yourselves. In the far side, I'll be doing the Chicago and New York marathon. So those are two important marathons that I have next. But this summer, I'll be concentrating on lots of track meets in California and in Atlanta.
What do you mean by track meets? What are you doing there?
So I'll have nationals. I'll be running the 100 meters all the way through the 5,000. So I'll run the 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters, 800 meters, 1,500 meters, and the 5,000. And all those races are extremely important, especially this year and next year, for building for Rio. Rio is in the big picture.
The Olympics.
The Olympics.
Well, good for you. Go for that, girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I have to ask, do you consider yourself a wheelchair athlete or a woman athlete who happens to be in a wheelchair?
A woman athlete who happens to be in a wheelchair. I've never saw myself as disabled. There's no limitations for myself. I've traveled the world. I've been to 4 Paralympics. I graduated from the University of Illinois in December. And I've never lived life with putting limitations on myself. I mean, if there's a will, there's a way. And I think that's, that was really important for yesterday. And, working with the Richard family and meeting some of the Boston bomb victims, I think that's what, the elite wheelchair racers showed, is that absolutely anything is possible.
Tatiana McFadden, I can't begin to express what a pleasure it is to meet you this morning. Thank you very much for coming in, and good luck in the run-up to Rio.
Thank you so much. Thank you.